Well, there's no doubt that ODJB trumpeter Nick LaRocca became a controversial figure. He and ODJB were passé after 1922 when better jazz bands recorded, and jazz writers with perfect hindsight began making harsh criticisms. Eventually, LaRocca and ODJB fell into disfavor with academics and jazz writers. As with some other pioneers like W.C. Handy, James P. Johnson, and Jelly Roll Morton, they were accused of lack of originality, plagiarism, inability to swing, and not being in touch with the real music of New Orleans, all of which are just not true. Like Morton, Nick LaRocca became embittered and kind of grandiose in trying to emphasize his own importance as fashion and success passed him by. He struck out at his critics and even became something of a racist cartoon. He actually asserted that black musicians had made little contribution to New Orleans jazz, nor anyone else besides ODJB for that matter. But in any case, he did become, I guess, bitter. He suffered a nervous breakdown in 1925 and left music to run a contracting business in New Orleans, though he made a couple of failed attempts to revive the band in the 30s. Still, LaRocca and ODJB were a major influence on young jazz musicians worldwide like Bix Beiderbecke, Bobby Hackett, and the West Coast trad jazz revival bands. Their records were the first good examples of New Orleans jazz on disc, and their tunes continue to be recorded worldwide to this day. Now, recently, Nick LaRocca's son, a jazz trumpet player named Jimmy LaRocca, recorded a group of tunes written in the 50s but never recorded by his father. And on this CD, there's also a brief narration by Ruth P. LaRocca, Jimmy's mother, Nick LaRocca's widow. Some of the better material from that CD sounds oddly rather Buddy Bolden-esque, I think, at least based on what little we do know about Bolden's unrecorded trumpet sound. So here's Jimmy LaRocca keeping alive the tradition of ODJB down in New Orleans and Bugle Blues. Thank you.
Greetings from New Orleans. My name is Ruth Petrie LaRocca, wife of the late Nick LaRocca, composer of Tiger Rag, organizer and leader of the original Dixieland Jazz Band, the band that made history with the first jazz recordings in the world in 1917, the recordings that changed forever the way music would be interpreted. This recording session contains the original composition that Nick LaRocca composed and had never recorded. Most of these compositions were composed from 1958 to 1960 and were transcribed to paper by his son Jimmy. Be my guest and sit back and listen to a piece of jazz history. These recordings are dedicated to the memory of a great jazz pioneer, Nick LaRocca.
Down in New Orleans and Bugle Blues, that's from a pretty good CD, Anniversary of a Legend, on Louisiana Red Hot Records, and that is available through odjb.com and various record and booksellers. And by the way, regarding Nick LaRocca's racism, you know, it's very easy to forget today that LaRocca grew up and lived at a time of considerable prejudice against his particular ethnicity, Sicilian Americans, who took plenty of ethnic abuse of their own. In fact, I think Italian Americans have been largely unrecognized for their contributions to early jazz, as evidenced by such illustrious Italian names in early New Orleans as Wingy Minone, Sharky Bonanno, Louis Prima was from New Orleans, Leon Rapolo of New Orleans Rhythm Kings, Tony Parenti, and Santo Pecora. Now, all of this and the controversy about Nick LaRocca and ODJB are investigated in further depth in the excellent book, if you're curious, by Dick Sudhalter, called Lost Chords, White Musicians and Their Contribution to Jazz, from Oxford University Press. And there are some interesting articles and links through odjb.com, which is officially the website for Nick's son Jimmy LaRocca's ODJB, but also provides useful links to articles and related sites, and to Louisiana Red Hot Records if you're looking for that CD, Anniversary of a Legend. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is Jazz Rhythm, Jumping Swing, Classic Blues, and Hot Jazz, Old and New. Here's a tune created by the band's second pianist, composer J. Russell Robinson, and the lyric, just like the tune itself, is pure hokum and pure joy, as sung by Ron Rustad of the Rainier Jazz Band of Seattle in the 80s. First, though, just a little taste of the 1920 recording by ODJB of Palestina.
Such new ones, for all she knew were that Arab whisper, oh Lena, how I love your instrument. They say that Lena is the queen of Palestina, just because they like her concertina. Each movement of her wrist just makes them shake and twist.
That is just so jolly. A tune written by the band pianist J. Russell Robinson, performed there by the Rainier Jazz Band of Seattle. The vocalist is Ron Rustad.